听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
You said you're going to take a vacation at the end of June.
Yes, I'm planning to go to Hawaii for a week.
Well, I can't have a break until the end of August. Alvin, are you coming to the party with us?
I wish I could, but something unexpected has come up.
No wonder you look so concerned. I hope it's nothing serious. Did you like photography when you were a child?
Yes, I have been interested in it since the age of 9. For me, a holiday is always about exploration, about finding beauty and the unknown, and taking photos of them.
British food seems to have such a bad reputation. I often hear foreigners say that British food is tasteless and boring.
Not at all. Our tradition of slow cooking roast is second to none, and it's also very healthy.
Hey, you overslept again.
Is it morning already? I stayed up really late trying to get a paper written yesterday evening. It's due this afternoon.
并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
What are you going to do after you leave school?
I plan to go to university, but first I want to take a year off to get some work experience abroad.
Great. A trip abroad can help you learn more about the world and introduce you to new people and experiences. But it will cost a fortune to go abroad.
So at the moment I'm working at a local supermarket and I'm going to save all my money. Then I'd like to travel to somewhere like Australia if I can afford it.
What are you going to do after you leave school?
I plan to go to university, but first I want to take a year off to get some work experience abroad.
Great. A trip abroad can help you learn more about the world and introduce you to new people and experiences. But it will cost a fortune to go abroad.
So at the moment I'm working at a local supermarket and I'm going to save all my money. Then I'd like to travel to somewhere like Australia if I can afford it.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I'd like to send this package to my uncle in Sydney. How much will it cost to send it there?
Well, if you ship it by standard delivery, it takes 6 days and it will cost $12.
Well, is there another way? My uncle's birthday is just in 5 days. I'd like him to receive it by then. The cost doesn't matter.
We have an express overseas delivery. It costs twice more than the standard, but we guarantee delivery in 2 days.
Okay, then ship it by express overseas delivery. I'd like to send this package to my uncle in Sydney. How much will it cost to send it there?
Well, if you ship it by standard delivery, it takes 6 days and it will cost $12.
Well, is there another way? My uncle's birthday is just in 5 days. I'd like him to receive it by then. The cost doesn't matter.
We have an express overseas delivery. It costs twice more than the standard, but we guarantee delivery in 2 days.
Okay, then ship it by express overseas delivery.
Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I've applied for the post of sales assistant here, but I really care about if there are chances of promotion in the company.
Yes, we're growing all the time, and if you are prepared to move, there are jobs at other branches.
Great. And in the job description, can you tell me something about your working hours?
Sure. Because we open our bookshops in the evenings as well as during the day, we ask staff when they prefer to work. Look at this timetable.It says here, we have a member whose name is Julia. She works 3 hours in the morning and then 2 hours in the evening. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I've applied for the post of sales assistant here, but I really care about if there are chances of promotion in the company.
Yes, we're growing all the time, and if you are prepared to move, there are jobs at other branches.
Great.And in the job description, can you tell me something about your working hours?
Sure. Because we open our bookshops in the evenings as well as during the day, we ask staff when they prefer to work. Look at this timetable. It says here, we have a member whose name is Julia. She works 3 hours in the morning and then 2 hours in the evening.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Do a lot of people do mountain running?
Yes. The runs take place in the countryside. The areas like the Lake District and the Highlands of Scotland are very popular. But this doesn't stop people from the city taking part. For example, I drive to my club from my city apartment.
Can you tell me the history of mountain running?
Well, there are records of people doing this going back nearly 1,000 years. It was always been connected with country fairs and festivals. Over time,It became official, and nowadays a run is operated usually on its own.
What are the tougher courses like?
There's a race called the Dragon's Back, which takes place over 5 days and over a distance of 200 miles. But before you sign up for it, I should point out that only people with lots of experience are allowed to enter.
How can you get started in the sport?
Well, you start with something easy and work your way up to more challenging runs.If you want to enter races, you'll find they're graded in terms of distance and height. but just as people who do road running won't necessarily run a marathon, you don't have to enter mountain running races.
Do a lot of people do mountain running?
Yes. The runs take place in the countryside. The areas like the Lake District and the Highlands of Scotland are very popular. But this doesn't stop people from the city taking part. For example, I drive to my club from my city apartment.
Can you tell me the history of mountain running?
Well, there are records of people doing this going back nearly 1,000 years. It was always been connected with country fairs and festivals. Over time, it became official, and nowadays a run is operated usually on its own.
What are the tougher courses like?
There's a race called the Dragon's Back, which takes place over 5 days and over a distance of 200 miles. But before you sign up for it, I should point out that only people with lots of experience are allowed to enter.
How can you get started in the sport?
Well, you start with something easy and work your way up to more challenging runs. If you want to enter races, you'll find they're graded in terms of distance and height. But just as people who do road running won't necessarily run a marathon, you don't have to enter mountain running races. I've always wanted to go to New Zealand. So when I saw an advertisement asking for people to work in a forest near Auckland, I applied. I was accepted and flew out to New Zealand in January. Eventually, there's going to be a really big tourist center where we were in the forest. I thought I'd be staying in a wooden cottage, but in fact, I was staying in a tent, which I shared with 4 other boys. It was summer, so I was a bit disappointed that the weather was rather wet and windy. The only thing I liked was the professional cook who made us great food. That's important when you're working outside all day. Our main job was creating a path in the forest. They'll need it when the tourist center opens to groups. I enjoyed getting the information to make a map of the forest area. That was a good experience for me. I'll always remember how quiet the forest was early in the morning. The birds were singing as you expected, but I couldn't believe I could actually hear the rabbits. They ran around in the long grass early in the morning. If you like the nature and you want a taste of life outside a city, try this trip. You have to find the money for your own flight, but everything else, including special boots, is provided. I've always wanted to go to New Zealand. So when I saw an advertisement asking for people to work in a forest near Auckland, I applied. I was accepted and flew out to New Zealand in January. Eventually, there's going to be a really big tourist center where we were in the forest. I thought I'd be staying in a wooden cottage, but in fact, I was staying in a tent, which I shared with 4 other boys. It was summer, so I was a bit disappointed that the weather was rather wet and windy. The only thing I liked was the professional cook who made us great food. That's important when you're working outside all day. Our main job was creating a path in the forest. They'll need it when the tourist center opens to groups. I enjoyed getting the information to make a map of the forest area. That was a good experience for me. I'll always remember how quiet the forest was early in the morning. The birds were singing as you expected, but I couldn't believe I could actually hear the rabbits. They ran around in the long grass early in the morning. If you like the nature and you want a taste of life outside a city, try this trip. You have to find the money for your own flight, but everything else, including special boots, is provided.
第二节到此结束。